You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The 4th of July could also be called National Comforting the Family Dog Day, when you hold them or let them crawl under the bed because of fireworks. But hey, wonders of capitalism, we are now surrounded by anti-anxiety products that you can buy for your dog. Like a $40 thunder shirt or some $10 calming treats. To explore this market, which, according to PetSmart, has gone up 45% in the past 3 years, I enlisted a very special guest who lives with me. This is Mara. She's my new dog. And, you know, because we're talking about things that soothe dogs on the 4th of July, it seemed helpful to have a real-life volunteer. Hi.
Hi, I'm Marty Larson.
I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Nice to meet you. And this is Mara.
Beautiful dog.
Thank you.
So you're at a PetSmart store in Brooklyn. We have an entire section in our store, all of our stores, calming solutions for dogs. We also have them for cats. Dogs can be nervous on 4th of July. There's a lot of booming, a lot of noise and vibration. They feel it differently than we do. And they get anxious. And so these are calming solutions that can help on the 4th of July. We have everything from the thunder shirt, which kind of swaddles the dog and puts pressure, especially in the chest area, to calm them down. And then we have products with pheromones in them. Huh. And the pheromones mimic the pheromones that they experienced when they were in their litter with their mom. And so those have really nice calming solutions, calming properties. Everything from a diffuser to a spray to a collar.
Sorry, someone is trying to eat the cord.
Uh-oh. No chewing on the cord.
No chewing on the cord. It's a bad mommy. Hold the cord too low.
So collars, diffusers, sprays, and then we have toys that you can infuse with drops. And then so these have like distraction elements to help them just get their mind off of the booming and the vibration. And then we have chews and oral supplements that have chamomile and tryptophan in them, which have calming properties. So you could give that to your dog on 4th of July.
When you guys, you know, think about your calming stuff, I mean, is the 4th of July something that drives people into the store for this?
It does. People come in all the time gearing up for 4th of July, and the more popular products are kind of combinations of everything.
Hmm.
Pet parents see a calming effect, certainly with the pheromones, and they also see it with the supplements.
Can you explain how a thunder shirt works for, I mean, we're on the radio, so
right. What
is this thing? I know what it is, but what is it?
So it looks a bit like a dog harness. You tighten it, you put it on pretty tight on your dog, and it just creates kind of like a hug or a swaddling effect, like a swaddling effect with a baby.
Hmm. Can we try one?
Should we try a small?
So good in your radio debut. Good girl, Mar.
There.
Ooh, and that goes across her chest.
Yeah.
Should Velcro this on.
Yeah. What do you think, Mara? What do you think?
How does that feel? How does that feel, Buggy?
Oh, big yawn. Maybe she's relaxed. Big yawn. The Velcro works pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Like, I think pet parents can just kind of regulate and then do their own hugs on top of it if needed.
So I got to ask you, you use the phrase pet parents.
We do, yeah.
Why?
Well, because pets are members of the family.
It feels like a new thing. It feels like when I was growing up, we used the term owner. Why do you think pet parent has become a term that is used?
There's two things that are kind of driving the industry. The humanization of pets is a trend that we see quite a bit, and the premiumization of pets. Pet owners are now treating their pets to things that they enjoy. So, say I enjoy hiking. Maybe my dog's going to have a backpack. Family member, we celebrate birthdays with them. We celebrate their gotcha days. What was her gotcha
day? June 11th.
Yeah. And then the premiumization is really about offering them high-end things that we love, like limited ingredient food or organic food or a spa treatment at our grooming salon. It's these kinds of things that pet parents are doing with their pets.
And do you see that reflected in what people come in and buy?
We do. They come in asking for innovative solutions, and we listen, and then we deliver those products to them.
Yeah, how many products do you think we're looking at here? It's a lot.
Maybe 20?
Yeah.
20 plus?
Mara, you're a little quiet. This is the radio.
Hi. Thank you so much for talking with us.
It was a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you.
That was Marty Larson, the public relations director for PetSmart. And if you want to see a picture of Mara or Mara Jade Skywalker to give her full and proper name, you can go to our website, marketplace.org.